And the memo isn't the only thing Republicans are using to try and prove bias against the president. They also point to text messages between two FBI employees having an affair. The text described the possibility of Trump becoming president as, quote, terrifying. One of those FBI workers later joined Mueller's investigation team. Late last month, some texts were recovered, and Del Quentin Wilbur of The Wall Street Journal read through them. A warning to listeners, there's some coarse language ahead. Mr. Wilbur, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, set this up for us. There were text messages between FBI agent Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, an FBI lawyer. There's been various batches of these text messages. Talk us through what we know about this.
Well, it's really interesting. So Peter Strzok was the top agent on Hillary Clinton's investigation of her email server. He was also probably one of the best counterintelligence agents, according to people who know him, in the FBI. And he had been promoted to be like a deputy assistant director. And in that way, after the Clinton investigation is done, remember, it ended in July of 2016.
And this was an investigation into her email, her private email server, et cetera.
Yes. Then he starts the Russia probe. He's a top counterintelligence guy. He helps supervise that investigation of whether there are links between Trump associates and Moscow to meddle in the 2016 presidential election.
So he's a central guy in some of these very, very important investigations that were taking place.
Yes. Meanwhile, he's having an affair with a FBI lawyer named Lisa Page, who is an aide, like the top lawyer counsel, to Deputy Director Andrew McCabe. And so a lot of and she works some on the Clinton probe, and she's well aware of the Russia investigation. And their texts, they've released various batches of their text messages on their work phones. There was a first batch in December, if you remember, that's where all the political ones come out, where they called Trump a douche, and they call Bernie Sanders a douche. They did not like a lot of the politicians.
So it was sort of an equal opportunity disdain, if you will.
Yeah, but they disdained Trump more. Now they released to Congress a couple weeks ago, 384 pages, 7,000 text messages. They released that bunch. It was really interesting. It was like insight into two people who are in the crucible of like these two high profile cases. And like he's like talking about like, I'm about to go interview Clinton and I'm at Starbucks now.
The Republicans have been using this to suggest that there was some sort of conspiracy against the president. Do the text messages that you saw reveal that?
No, there are a couple ones where like he talked about an insurance policy. And there's another one where she talks about a secret society, and Republicans have jumped on those.
Peter Strzok wrote about the president getting elected, "I'm afraid we can't take that risk. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. That's what you're referencing.
Let's remember what happened in the weeks before the election. You know, Comey released a memo, the FBI director released a memo about reopening the Clinton investigation. And then Pete Strzok, the insurance policy was his way of saying, listen, I know that you think that Clinton's going to win. Everyone thinks Clinton's going to win. We can't work this case for 3 years assuming that she's going to be president. We need to do it now in the off chance that Trump wins. And that's what associates said he meant by that. And so when you read all the text in their totality, there's no evidence in the text that I saw that they were hatching a plot to derail Trump's campaign. And if they did, it never happened. And B, derail his presidency.
So what happened to Mr. Strzok and Ms. Page? Just remind us.
Well, Mr. Strzok went to work for Mr. Mueller, and then he was the lead agent, and then he got taken off the investigation after the first batch of texts were found. He's now reassigned to Human Resources. And in the batch of texts to Congress, there's one last text, and it's from her. And she tells him, don't text me anymore. And it's a real coda for everything that I read in these text messages.
Del Quentin Wilbur covers the Justice Department and the FBI for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you so much.
Thank you.